Episode 84 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Leviticus chapter 4, Mark chapter 8, and Psalms chapter 6 are on today's agenda. Our translation is the New Life Version. Leviticus 24. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the light, to keep a lamp burning all the time. Outside the curtain of the law in the meeting tent, Aaron will keep it burning from evening to morning before the Lord always. It will be a law forever for all your people. He will take care of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord all the time. Then take fine flour and bake 12 loaves of bread. Use 2 jars of flour for each leaf. Set them side by side in 2 rows, 6 in each row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. Put pure, sweet-smelling spices on each row to go with the bread as something to be remembered. It is a gift by fire to the Lord. Every day of rest he will set it before the Lord all the time. It is a law forever for the people of Israel. The bread is for Aaron and his sons who will eat it in a holy place. It is a most holy part for him out of the gifts by fire to the Lord. It is his share forever." Now the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went among the people of Israel. And the Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought with each other among the tents. The son of the Israelite woman swore against the name of the Lord. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the family of Dan. And they kept him shut up until the will of the Lord might be made known to them. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take the one who has sworn against me away from the tents. Let all who heard him lay their hands on his head. Then let all the people kill him by throwing stones. Say to the people of Israel, 'If anyone swears against his God, he will suffer for his own sin. The one who speaks against the name of the Lord will be put to death for sure. All the people will kill him with stones. Both the stranger and those born in the land will be put to death when he speaks against the name of the Lord. If a man takes the life of any human being, he will be put to death for sure. The one who takes the life of an animal will pay for it, a life for a life. If a man hurts his neighbor, it will be done to him just as he is done. Broken bone for broken bone, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Just as he has hurt a man, so will he be hurt. So the one who kills an animal will pay for it with an animal, but the one who kills a man will be put to death. You will have the same law for the stranger and for the one born among you, for I am the Lord your God." Then Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and they took the one who swore against God and brought him away from the tents and killed him with stones. So the people of Israel did as the Lord told Moses. Mark chapter 8. In those days, many people were gathered together. They had nothing to eat. Jesus called his followers to him and said, "I pity these people because they have been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home without food, they may be too weak as they go. Many of them have come a long way." His followers said to him, "Where can anyone get enough bread for them here in this desert?" He asked them, "How many loaves of bread do you have?" They said, 7. Then he told the people to sit down on the ground. Jesus took the 7 loaves of bread and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to his followers to give to the people. The followers gave the bread to them. They had a few small fish also. He gave thanks to God and told the followers to give the fish to them. They all ate and were filled. They picked up 7 baskets full of pieces of bread and fish after the people were finished eating. About 4,000 ate. Then Jesus sent the people away. At once, Jesus got in a boat with his followers and came to the country of Dalmanutha. The proud religious law keepers came and began to ask him for something special to see from heaven. They wanted to trap Jesus. He breathed deep within and said, "Why do the people of this day look for something special to see? For sure, I tell you, the people of this day will have nothing special to see from heaven." Then he left them. He got in the boat and went to the other side of the sea. The followers had forgotten to take bread. Only 1 loaf was in the boat. He said to them, "Look out, have nothing to do with the yeast of the proud religious lawkeepers and of Herod. They talked about it among themselves. They said, "He said this because we forgot to bring bread." Jesus knew what they were thinking. He said to them, "Why are you talking among yourselves about forgetting to bring bread? Do you not understand? Is it not plain to you? Are your hearts still hard? You have eyes, do you not see? You have ears, do you not hear? Do you not remember? When I divided the 5 loaves of bread among the 5,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up?" They said, 12. "When I divided the 7 loaves of bread among the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up?" They said, 7. Then he asked, "Why do you not understand yet?" Then they came to the town of Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to Jesus. They asked if he would touch him. He took the blind man by the hand out of town. Then he spit on the eyes of the blind man and put his hands on him. He asked, "Do you see anything?" The blind man looked up and said, "I see some men. They look like trees walking." Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes again and told him to look up. Then he was healed and saw everything well. Jesus sent him to his home and said, "Do not go into the town or tell it to anyone there." Jesus and his followers went from there to the towns of Caesarea Philippi. As they went, he asked his followers, "Who do people say that I am?" They answered, "Some say John the Baptist, and some say Elijah, and others say one of the early preachers." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "You are the Christ." He told them with strong words that they should tell no one about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. He told them that the leaders and the religious leaders of the Jews and the teachers of the law would have nothing to do with him. He told them that he would be killed and 3 days later he would be raised from the dead. He had said this in plain words. Peter took him away from the others and began to speak sharp words to him. Jesus turned around. He looked at his followers and spoke sharp words to Peter. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. Your thoughts are not the thoughts from God, but from men." Jesus called the people and his followers to him. He said to them, "If anyone wants to be my follower, he must give up himself and his own desires. He must take up his cross and follow me. If anyone wants to keep his own life safe, he will lose it. If anyone gives up his life because of me and because of the good news, he will save it. For what does a man have if he gets all the world and loses his own soul? What can a man give to buy back his soul? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words among the sinful people of this day, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the shining greatness of his Father and his holy angels." Psalms chapter 6. O Lord, do not speak sharp words to me in your anger, or punish me when you are angry. Be kind to me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaken. My soul is in great suffering. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord. Set my soul free. Save me because of your loving kindness. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who gives you praise from the grave? I am tired of crying inside myself. All night long my pillow is wet with tears. I flood my bed with them. My eye has grown weak with sorrow. It has grown old because of all who hate me. Go away from me, all you who sin, for the Lord has heard the sound of my crying. The Lord has heard my cry for help. The Lord receives my prayer. All those who hate me will be ashamed and worried. They will run away. They will be put to shame right away. May God bless the reading of His Word. In Leviticus 24, we got a small break from reading just the law and got a snapshot of an episode that happened when someone swore against God's name and paid the ultimate price. In Mark 8, Jesus refused to do miracles for the religious folks. And when he was asked to heal the blind man, he took the man out of the city before healing him. And did you notice that Jesus took the man by the hand? How sweet it is when Jesus takes us by our hand before doing something special for us. He still does that today. I know because I've experienced it. And that, my friend, is really what being a follower of Jesus is all about. It's not about laws and restrictions. It's about a loving, living relationship with a God who loves you. And yes, it is real. You can experience it yourself today. Psalm 6 started with David pleading with God to comfort him, and ended just a few verses later with him confirming that God had heard his cries and received his prayer. God does hear our cries, and that's one reason for the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. He is known as the Comforter, and when we cry out to him, he comes and envelops us in his loving arms and brings a peace that passes all understanding, if we will but trust him. Have you got a story that you'd like to share with the LifeSpring Media family of how God has comforted you? We'd love to hear it. LifeSpringMedia.com/Facebook. Well, it's Wednesday, the middle of the week. I hope yours has been a good one so far. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.